Psalm 66. To the choir master, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him, who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our foot slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. This song is a hymn to the God of Israel, praising his gracious deliverance in times past. The psalmist recalls the Exodus, for example, where God turned the sea into dry land. The psalm also acknowledges the harrowing experiences in Israel's history. We went through fire and through water. But in it all, it recognizes that God has brought us out to a place of abundance. How true this is to the life of the faithful. God brings us into meaningful depth with him, not through ease, but through difficulty. It is tears, not smiles, that form the anvil on which solid joy in God is forged. We thank God for the mountaintop experiences with him, but it is in the valley where we find him nearest and dearest to us. Are you in a valley now? Do you feel now that you are fighting your way through fire and through water? Emotionally, relationally, parentally, maritally, financially, physically? There is no easy pat answer to this, no quick formula. But take comfort in Psalm 66. Through tears he brings us to a place of abundance. This was, after all, the very pattern of Christ's own life. Through the sufferings and tears of Gethsemane, into the place of abundance and of reigning resurrection life. If our Savior walked this path, let us not be averse to following him.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.